Hey, this is Nick Griffith, sports director at Fox 31 Denver. You are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKS.
Twenty minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We continue on with our Football Friday here, and they're still going to be strange. We don't know quite what's going to happen with the Broncos yet. Next week, we were all getting ready to add CSU into the Football Friday preview show, but now we don't know for sure what's going to happen there, so we'll just keep bringing on amazing guests that can help us sort through these very murky waters when it comes to scheduling. Cody Rourke joining us, Broncos insider and content director at Pro Football Network. Cody, my friend, it's always great to catch up with you. I have so many questions for you, man.
Hey, always great to be back on here, Brady. And yeah, I mean, the last time we talked, we all thought the game was going to be happening on Monday at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. Just hoping we don't have to run into that issue this week.
Yeah, that's the number one question, right? This morning I'm thinking, all right, we're going to go through the Melvin Gordon situation. We're going to look at injuries. We're going to talk about this crazy rumor floating around about Justin Simmons. But instead, we're just wondering if this game's going to happen. As of right now, the plan is still to have that game. Is that correct?
Yeah, the NFL, they want to make this game happen. James Ferentz was just put on the COVID-19 reserve list by the New England Patriots. The plan is still to play this game on Sunday, and I don't see much change right now. They're going through the contact tracing efforts, and that's the plan. The NFL, they have no more flexibility in terms of these two teams being able to reschedule them or to postpone it even further. So the plan is for Sunday.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's really no other shot, right? There's no other way out of this thing. They got to make it happen. Is there any kind of complete ripcord plan where it's, wow, the Patriots have more than we thought, and we're just going to not have this game at all?
Yeah, worst-case scenario, they move it to a Week 18 game. They'll create a window for some of the games that, you know, may throughout the season. I mean, it's not just this game. There could be potentially more games as the season goes on where they may not get a chance to play. So they're going to look to a Week 18 window. That's what the NFL has entertained, and more than likely that's going to be the case. They're not going to have any teams forfeit. That's just something that they're going to use as a last resort as a Week 18 window. So more than likely, if something happens, which you never know these days. I mean, we all thought that this was going to be the case. The game was going to be played, and, you know, we found out otherwise. So as of right now, it's just James Ferentz that is on the COVID-19 reserve list for the Patriots. So this could be good news for the Broncos because that means Cam Newton, who's making his return, he's going to have a new guy snapping him the ball on Sunday, so the Broncos should take advantage of that.
Yeah, that will certainly be interesting to see how that unfolds. Are you getting tired of previewing Broncos-Patriots yet? It's been like 7 weeks, it feels like.
I tell you what, I think fans have just, because of the postponement, had generally been disinterested in what's going on because, like, oh, you know, the Broncos being toyed with, you know, once again. Yeah, I was going to say, just on the podcast, you're trying to, like, what can I talk about this week? You know, what storyline? Because it's going to be the same exact thing. So it's been kind of a challenge, but, you know, we always find ways to make things work. And, yeah, I just think overall this is just the Broncos. Several players I talked to, they just want to play. They're ready to play. It's been 24 days, in a sense, since they've been able to really get something going, and they need to step back on the football field. They want it, and they're ready to continue the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think Broncos fans are ready to see some guys get back into the fold, too. I want to ask you about Drew Lock coming up in a moment. But the other big story, of course, with Melvin Gordon and the DUI situation, what's the latest there? We saw reports earlier that he didn't practice today, but because of an illness that's not COVID-19 related. So what does the immediate future as far as Sunday look like for Gordon?
Well, Gordon's going to be truly questionable for Sunday, and I think the Broncos' decision's really waiting on what the NFL is going to decide. Now, under some of the language of the NFL collective bargaining agreement this year is that a DUI-type offense, the suspension length is up to 3 games overall. That's more than likely going to be what Melvin Gordon gets. When that happens, though, that's going to be a big question. If I were the Broncos, I'd say, look, league office, put it down now. That way we can get Melvin Gordon back at a crucial part of the season, because if the Broncos suddenly get on a roll, let's say he's able to play against New England. Let's say they delay the decision. They want to be able to get this process facilitated. And the Broncos also haven't ruled out in-house discipline as well. They've talked about that as being something. So even if the NFL allows Gordon to play on Sunday, I think the Broncos may hold him out of action.
Does this do anything for the long-term plan? I know Melvin. I know Gordon signed a two-year deal. Is that way too early to even have that discussion? Or what do you think it looks like potentially down the road? Obviously, there's always been this kind of underlying drama between the Philip Lindsay, Gordon signing, all of that going forward. Does that have any effect, or is it way too soon to tell?
Well, I think it just gives the Broncos more motivation to pay a guy like Philip Lindsay, you know. I think the players, the coaches, the organization, they're disappointed that Melvin Gordon put himself in that situation and put the organization, the image of that as well, out there in the public spotlight like that. But they're not, they're disappointed in him, but they're not giving up on him. They're going to rally around him. It's a teachable moment. It really is. And I think it's a teachable moment that, I think NFL athletes, professional athletes, just human beings in general should understand is you should never drink and drive. And, if you think that you can handle it, then, you probably can't. And I think that for Gordon, it's going to be a restorative practice thing. I'm a big guy. I'm a big believer in giving guys opportunities. For him, he's got to earn that trust back within the locker room, within the organization. He can still contribute for this Broncos football team. But, if he doesn't make the right decisions going forward, I think it makes it easier for the team's decision on him, maybe even after this year if there's more issues that persist. But knowing the players that I've spoken to, they said, look, Melvin is not that type of guy. He made a mistake. He made a tremendous error and lapse of judgment. He's going to learn from this. And I think for the Broncos, that's the hope.
We're talking to Cody Rourke from Pro Football Network. And Cody, tell us more about this rumor about Justin Simmons. It sounds like it was just a rumor, but can you elaborate this Broncos-Cowboys? Was there ever anything there at all as far as any kind of trade?
No, there wasn't. So there was a screenshot in Benjamin Albright. He's a PFN insider, but he's the voice. He's one of the radio game day hosts on Broncos Country Tonight, KOA, the flagship station of the Denver Broncos. He did a good job out there. I mean, Justin Simmons texted him about it as well, and he put it out there that it is false. That screenshot was fabricated in a sense by somebody, but there is no rumor, no traction. The Broncos have no interest at this point in time of trading Justin Simmons away. Those conversations have not been had, according to some of the people that I've spoken to. So he's going to play out on the franchise tag and put himself in a position to hopefully get a contract extension. That's what Justin wants. Justin and his family, they'd love to stay in Denver for his career. They love it here. He's become a leader. He's become an outspoken community leader as well, just off the field as well for Denver. They don't want to go anywhere, but obviously Justin wants to get paid, so it's going to be a process that plays out into the offseason.
Yeah, no doubt. It'll be interesting to see how these next couple of games work. Important games for the Broncos. And I don't know how many people really thought this team would be a playoff team, but if you did, these next couple of games, even with the Chiefs now shuffled, there's some big games coming up, and they're going to need as many of their projected starters from the offseason to get back in the fold. Guy we talk about often, Cody, Drew Lock, it's looking good for him, right?
Yeah. The expectation Drew Lock is going to make his return on Sunday against the New England Patriots and the Broncos. They just want to come out there and they want to get him into a little bit of a rhythm early on. For Drew, he met with the media a few days ago and said he's looking forward to that first hit just to be able to get that contact back, to be able to get back up and just feel like himself again. When you're not taking snaps and you're not getting guys in your face and pressure on practice, you really don't get to simulate. You can look great all week long throwing against air, but Locke wants to go out there and prove it. I think there's some motivation too, Brady, to be honest with you, when it comes to Drew and what he wants to do, because he's seeing the conversations happening right now on social media with the rise of Justin Herbert in Los Angeles and Patrick Mahomes, how he's been playing. There's a lot of people that want his rise, Drew Lock's play, to match that, but I think that it's a very slippery slope when we get into comparison, because comparison is the thief of joy. Even though Justin Herbert's rising right now in four games, Drew Lock hasn't looked bad. He hasn't been doing some of the things that Herbert has had. But I think you can make the argument that Drew Lock, arguably last year, probably had the worst talent around him in comparison to what Justin Herbert has around him right now, considering everything along those standpoints. So I think that there's a little bit of pressure right there, from the media, from the fan base. And I always like to remind fans to understand the Broncos coming into this year, they want to compete, but they are in year two of a rebuild. And that was something that I think a lot of people have lost along the wayside, because of how strong of a draft that they had this offseason.
Well, speaking of those weapons surrounding Locke, how about Noah Fant? At the beginning of the week, I wasn't very optimistic about him making it for this game. What are we learning now?
he's truly questionable for Sunday. There's a chance that he plays, but to be honest with you, I would not be surprised if the Broncos decided to hold him out. He's been limited in practice all week long, and I don't think a lot of people understand what limited means. When it shows up on the injury report that a player is limited, they go through their position-specific drills with their position coach, and they don't really participate in any of the team drills. So he went through position-specific drills. There is a chance he could play, but really the Broncos erring on the side of caution, especially with a high ankle sprain. It's something that could re-aggravate very easily. So they're monitoring that, and they're going to make the right decision on Sunday. I would say he's truly questionable. And if he cannot go, you may see Albert Okwuegbunam activated for the first time this season, making his NFL debut for the Broncos.
Boy, and I think it's one of those interesting dilemmas. I think fans want to see the rookie coming in, but at the same time, they'd like to see Fant be back in with give the Broncos their best shot to win. So that'll be an interesting story that develops throughout the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for Okwuegbunam, too, even if he does get, playing time, gets activated, he's not going to see a tremendously prominent role on the offensive side of the ball. The Broncos will rely a lot on Jake Butt, Nick Vinette, and Andrew Beck in the meantime until Noah Fant returns. But the Broncos may wrinkle him in a little bit as well, get him acclimated, get him out there on the field for his first NFL snaps. I wouldn't expect it being too much of a big role, but I expect the Broncos in this game. I was hoping they were going to have the combination running back between Lindsey and Gordon, but right now with Gordon's status being in question, Philip Lindsey's going to return. And I think the Broncos can have a chance to attack this Patriots defense. They've been giving up some runs. They haven't been the best run defense in the NFL, and they got to find a way to get a stop. And I think the Broncos, it's a perfect opportunity for them to try to get the run game going this week, take the pressure off of Drew Lock, and then open it up once the run game gets going.
Yeah, on that side of it with the Patriots, when you look there, it does sound like Gilmore's going to be a go, and that makes it a very tough secondary, very good. Seems like they like to play a lot of nickel and dime, so you're exactly right. It seems like this would be a great opportunity for the Broncos to try to really flex their muscles when it comes to the rushing attack.
Yeah, you have to. Against that Bill Belichick coach team, he's a very disciplined coach in terms of getting his players. It doesn't matter who is out there. He gets the best out of the players that he plugs in. Even if they're young guys, they do their job. And that's exactly what Bill Belichick and the Patriots organization, the culture they've created. And I think it's really just a testament to where a lot of NFL teams aspire to be. Now, when it comes to Denver, they haven't had too much success running on the inside this year. And that's been a big concern to me when you look at it overall, because you got to be able to get some of those runs inside the A-gap, especially on short-yarded situations. How do you keep drives alive? Well, guess what? You got to run it in short-yarded situations on the interior. And then when you do run stretch plays, counter plays, toss plays, inside zone, outside zone plays, you have to be able to get those plays as well. And blocking on the perimeter is super important. And that's where the Broncos, I think, have to improve. But right now, if you look at the stat sheet, the Broncos offensively rank in the bottom half of the National Football League in almost every major category. I know it's only been 4 weeks since they've played, but they've got to do a little bit more if they want to have success, especially with this very tough schedule coming up.
Does Philip Lindsay, I feel weird even having to ask this because I feel like we've asked this his whole career and even back at CU, but does he feel like he has something to prove yet again coming up this weekend?
Oh, yeah, that's Philip's mentality. Philip, every week, Lindsay comes into every game thinking he's got to prove something. And I think the biggest thing that he's trying to prove right now is that the Broncos should pay him a contract extension. I think that when you look at his body of work, he absolutely deserves a contract extension. But Lindsay, until he gets it, he's going to keep proving that, hey, I deserve it, and I'm going to show you why. And I think the Broncos, they're better when Lindsay's out there on the field. They've just got this different energy to them. And I think it's going to be nice to see that on Sunday.
One more for you, Cody, on the Philip Lindsay thing. I'm obsessed with this storyline. Is there going to ever get to a point where, okay, Lindsay proves it, the Broncos pay him, they want to pay him. Do you see any kind of a rift building now, and even dating back to when Gordon was signed, where Lindsay looks at it and says, maybe this isn't the best. I know the Broncos can tender him no matter what, but down the road, do you see any kind of rift forming between the two sides?
I don't, and I think a lot of people got confused initially when the Broncos did bring in Melvin Gordon and they didn't extend Lindsay. The biggest reason the Broncos brought in Melvin Gordon is because they felt like behind Philip Lindsay, they just weren't getting enough production from the other running backs. Royce Freeman was struggling, wasn't able to get going. He was also battling some injuries last year, so the Broncos didn't feel too confident in the guys that they really had there. They wanted to bring somebody in that's going to give them a boost on offense. The goal for Denver this entire offseason was, let's build an offense. We believe we have a strong defense, but we need to build an offense that we believe can eventually put up points, that we can compete and we can contend and maybe control games. And so far, I think the Broncos, it hasn't worked out that way so far, but it's a process and it's going to take some time. But for the Broncos, you know, the Melvin Gordon signing had nothing to do really with Phillip Lindsay. The team has always wanted to give him a contract extension, but John Elway doesn't want to give him a contract extension in going into year three. This is going to be the season where Lindsay plays, and the Broncos are more than likely to give it to him. It's going to come after the season. But that's why the Broncos, you're seeing them right now, they're being very smart with the cap situation. They may actually be one of the teams in the National Football League going into 2021 that has the most cap space because of what they've been able to do in terms of saving and fluctuating for once the rollover happens and that cap limit gets set for the minimum. The Broncos are going to come out ahead of it in 2021.
I'm ready to see the combo, the Gordon-Lindsay combo, really take effect. Like you said, we haven't had a chance to really see that other than one half of football. So last one real quickly for you, Cody. Garrett Bowles, was he didn't practice yesterday, is that right?
Yeah, he is dealing with a family issue, according to Broncos head coach Vic Fangio. He actually returned in the middle of practice, though, and he finished out the day. He was a full participant in today's practice at the UC Health Training Center. So Garrett Bowles, nothing going on that should hold him out of Sunday's action. He was just dealing with a family matter.
Good to know. Cody, what are you working on for us, man, that we can check out? Love following you on Twitter. You continue to put together great things for us. What can our listeners check out from you in the next couple of days?
Yeah, so we got Locked On Broncos every single day on your favorite podcast provider. We go into some of the biggest storylines, go through the game recaps and headlines in Dove Valley. But also, we like to do some film reviews. So if you have a chance to go to YouTube, type in Cody Rourke NFL. We are exclusively a Broncos film breakdown. We've got last season. We've got player profiles. We've got this season. We take a look at the offense. We also take a look at the Broncos secondary as well. So check that out on YouTube. Cody Rourke NFL, the Denver Broncos film room is at your disposal.
I love it, man. Great work from you. Really appreciate the time. I know we took you through everything today. There's just a lot surrounding this team without even really getting into the X's and O's. So we definitely want to be able to utilize those videos. Cody, appreciate you as always, my friend.
Absolutely, buddy. Thank you so much, and happy Friday, my friend.
You too, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Cody Rourke. Great guy. I'm telling you, listen, I love football. I do. But Cody busts into the film study, man. I mean, they bust into this. You guys have to check it out. Cody Rourke, NFL.com. You want film study. You want to get into the X's and O's and the offensive line, the defensive line, the blocks and the coverage schemes. It's fascinating, and it's a great work from him. I strongly suggest you check it out. Cody Rourke, NFL.com. 37 minutes after the hour. Colfax, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.